Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. There's a lot of things I don't know. There's a lot of things. I mean, you listen every week. There's a ton of things I don't know. But, you know, some of the important things that I should know are about groups that are taking care of veterans and all of them. I mean, there are a gazillion veteran support organizations. But I have come across a group that, man, I mean, I wish I'd started this org. This is such a great service. And I want you guys to find out all about VetTix. Steve Weintraub is a chief strategy officer. He's on here. Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome. And I'm doing even better now that I'm on with you, Randy.
Well, everybody does, Steve. I mean, to be honest.
Yeah. But you just have that effect.
How long have you guys been operating?
We've been operating now for 15 years, coming up on 16. Wow. March of next year, it'll be 16 years.
So, wow. Yeah. So what VetTix does, provides free event tickets to all verified honorably discharged veterans currently serving members of the U.S. military, immediate family members of those service members who died in the line of duty, and current and former first responders. It's an amazing organization, and you guys have grown, if I read this right, to now you are the second largest veteran support organization in the country, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Size-wise, we have over 1.7 million verified members, and verified, again, is their status as all those individuals you spoke of. So you said there's a gazillion, you know, VSOs. We're the gazillion and first. We're the second largest. Yes.
Oh, that's incredible. That's incredible. And, you know, we always talk about Charity Navigator and where you put your money and that kind of thing. 100% of every dollar donated to VetTix goes back into its program, purchasing more tickets to meet the demand. And when I go to your website, it was amazing to me, Steve, because I thought, okay, there's no chance for me to donate my tickets because they're getting tickets from Live Nation. They're getting tickets from Ticketmaster. They're getting tickets from the venues. But no, yes, you can donate your tickets. How much of that, give me some kind of a percentage of allocation, if you will, where your tickets come from.
Yeah, great question. And anybody can donate their tickets, and you can go to VetTix, VetTix.org, and more information on there. But anybody can donate their tickets. The Live Nation Entertainment's our largest donor. They've donated over 3 million tickets to us. But we get tickets donated from sporting teams, college teams, any types of athletic teams. We get concert tickets. It could be food truck festival. It could be, you know, we're coming up on the holiday season. So it could be performing arts. It could be children's events, family events, anything where there's a ticket involved. We get these tickets donated. And a lot of times they're from the promoters, the performers, athletes, and people like you that have tickets that they're not going to use. And as an individual donor, we are a 501c3. So every donation is a tax write-off for the face value of those tickets that you donate to VetTix.
And I didn't say this, but I just assumed that people know this, but the veterans that receive tickets, they pay nothing for these tickets. These are absolutely free, right?
There is a small delivery fee for the tickets. And
is it $7,000?
Just a little bit below that.
Okay.
No. There's a nominal delivery fee for the tickets, and that's not per ticket. That's per transaction, and that's skin in the game. You get something for free, you're not always likely to use it. So you get free tickets an event, right? And your wife or significant other's like, hey, you know, the neighbors are having a barbecue. And you're like, look, we paid a couple bucks for these tickets. We're going to go use them. And that's important to our donors because our donors donate these tickets and they want to see them used. So, and our donors are completely fine with the nominal delivery fee that is less than what you're going to pay for parking at most major events. And the other part of that too is that's how we get funded. We're a 97% charity. So 97% of what we bring in goes to programs. The other 3% goes to our operating expenses, admin, paying bills, salary, so on and so forth. So we run at a very lean, aspect. And you talk about Charity Navigator and all the spends we make are in the eyes of our auditors. We have independent auditors every year that audit us to make sure that, you know, we are above board and we're making, you know, smart spends. And again, that 97% of that delivery fee goes to buying more tickets. I said Live Nation is our largest donor. Our fourth largest donor is Veteran Tickets Foundation. We've spent over $10 million since we started in buying more tickets to create more supply to meet the demand of our VetTix members, which we call VetTixers.
Well, and the other impressive part is, if, according to your donors, over 90% of the VetTix members attend the events to the one that they have tickets for. And that's amazing to me because it's I've been in radio my entire life, and you get a lot of free tickets in radio. And just like you said, Steve, if you get free tickets, my mind is like, if it's a, you know, if it's raining, I'm not going to go. I didn't spend anything for these tickets.
Exactly. And again, that's the skin in the game that our donors are very appreciative that, yeah, our utilization rate is over 90%. And I mean, yeah, who doesn't want to go to something free, but you never know what you're going to see tickets for. The World Series just ended. We had World Series tickets, Super Bowl. We get Super Bowl tickets. Wow. But again, it could be Disney on Ice or monster trucks that you want to bring your kids or your grandkids to, just a way to create memories. And look, we do this. Our motto is give something to those who gave. And we know, and I retired after 32 years in the Marine Corps. And
thank you.
Thank you for your support. When you're deployed, not even overseas, maybe you're away for 2 weeks on a, you know, on an exercise or whatever, you miss family events, you miss life events, and you don't get that time back. So if we can send veterans, service members, first responders to these events with their friends and family as a way to make up for that lost time, create memories, then that's the least we can do to thank them for their service and sacrifice.
We're talking to Steve Weintraub here, the National Defense Chief Strategy Officer for VetTix. Steve, you're a Marine. Before you were a Marine, were you in radio? Were you in concert promotion? I mean, how did you get involved with this? What was the impetus for you?
Before I was a Marine, I was in jail. Yeah. No, I'm kidding.
So you were in radio.
Yeah. No, look, I'm very fortunate. And I was a hybrid because I spent 12 years active duty, the other math for Marines, 20 years in the reserves. So I lived a double life. But I was very fortunate that got connected with VetTix and they were like, hey, we're looking for a strategy guy. We want to bring you on and help grow the organization. And again, having lived on both sides, you know, being a Marine and experiencing those times away, you know, deployments and again, just missing things. And I guess that's one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about our mission, who we are and what we do. And you know, who doesn't love free stuff, right?
Right. Right. No, absolutely. And it also does something else to it. You know, I looked on the first time I looked on your website, vettix.org, I look on there and I'm expecting to see, oh, maybe some raffle tickets or, you know, they go to the kids' ball game and you get somebody going to Hamilton. I mean, you can't get tickets to Hamilton.
Yeah, it's crazy what we get tickets to again, because these donors, you know, sometimes these are the production companies, these are the venues, and they have great partnerships with us. They understand. It's like they want to give back, but sometimes they don't always know how. But it's like, hey, through VetTix, we can send these veteran service members, first responders, and their families to these events that tickets otherwise are either cost prohibitive or you just don't have access to them because they're in such high demand.
Right.
But our donors, again, see the altruism in our mission, and this is how they can give back.
You know, altruism, that's a pretty big word for a Marine.
It is. I looked it up before, Googled it before the show.
I mean, this has got to be maybe the most fun job in the world. I can't imagine a better job than a veteran or a first responder coming to you and saying, I want to go to this. And you go, here are the tickets. Take your family, take your grandkids, whatever you want to do. And it boggles my mind that I didn't know about this. And you guys have been around and doing such great work for so long. What is the first step? If somebody, you know, is listening right now and they go, man, there's a great concert. You know, I want to go see Electric Light Orchestra. Well, maybe that's not a good example. But you know, I mean, what is the first step?
Yeah. Yeah. And you go to our website, vettix.org, or if you're a first responder, a current or former first responder, police, fire, EMS, 911 dispatchers, RNs, it's firsttix, firsttix.org. Upper right-hand corner of the website says, create an account. It literally takes 5 minutes. We verify your status through ID.me. The VA uses them, USAA uses them,
right,
a lot of
right, right,
government
right.
organizations to make sure that you are who you are. It takes 5 minutes. It's free to sign up. You create an account, and now you put in your address, your local address, and you say, I want to get notified of events within and then there's a drop down radius of, 50, 70, 100 mile radius of where you want to get notified of events. Now you start getting daily emails of events that we have in our inventory in your inbox every day.
Oh, wow.
And again, it's not like, we don't get tickets to everything. So it's a hit or miss, and you never know. And that's why you have to check your email every day, because in that inbox, there might be a concert that you never thought you were going to get tickets to.
Right.
So you see the event, you click on it, it's for more information. A lot of the high demand events are going to a lottery because
what I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lottery. You put in for the lottery. It's completely randomized. Our algorithm doesn't say, oh, well, this guy's a retired Marine colonel, and then there's E4 that wants, but they both want these tickets. So the system doesn't say, well, we're going to give them to the E4 because the colonel's just a colonel.
Right.
It's completely randomized. So everybody's got just as equal of a chance. And some people are like, oh, well, I don't want to put in because then I'm taking, tickets away from somebody else more deserving. No, we completely randomized. If you get selected, you get an email that says, hey, Randy, you've been selected for this event. Click on this link to pay your small delivery fee, pay the delivery fee, and then your tickets get downloaded. The cool thing is that you never know where your tickets are until you download them after you pay your delivery fee. So they could be behind the dugout in Yankee Stadium, or they might be up in the rafters. Because you can't select a seat. You can't,
sure.
You can't browse. So again, they could be courtside, or they could be, up high.
Behind the stage.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes we get those.
Right.
They open up more seats and now you're up along the stage or behind the stage. And we've gotten tickets third row to concerts that your head would explode. because again,
give me one, Steve.
Yeah. Taylor Swift. Previous tour.
Wow.
Not this one, but the previous one.
Wow.
We got great tickets. So you just never know. And again, these are promoters or the performers or whatever that find out about us or that know about us. And they're like, this is how we can give back. And you go to the event, you have a great time. After the event, you're going to get an auto-generated email that says, hey, Randy, hope you enjoyed the event. If you'd like to submit a thank you that we share with our donors, click on this link. And then, hey, my wife and I, we had a great time, so on and so forth. We share these with the donors so the donors can see the gratitude and instant impact of their generosity.
That's cool.
And that's like, again, you've seen those on our website. And it's just a way that we can show our donors the appreciation for our members that, somebody is thinking about them. And this is how they, this is how organizations say thank you to our veteran service members and first responders and their families.
It's just such a simple way of doing business, Steve. I mean, that's what strikes me is, okay, I'm going to donate my tickets. They go to a veteran first responder. They tell me, thank you. I feel good. They feel good. It's done. And is there, are there any limits to how many times you can ask?
No, no, because it's completely randomized. If it's not a lottery, it's a first come, first serve. So some events, you know, aren't high demand events. So you can put in and, you know, first come, first serve as many, you know, if there's tickets available, you put in for them for lotteries. You know, again, it's completely randomized. So you might, depending on the your luck or whatever, you might get selected, you know, day, I don't say day after day, but again, it's luck of the draw. And you get, so you get virtual coins. These virtual coins have no monetary value. They can't be bought. They can't be transferred. But when you sign up, you get these virtual coins. And every virtual coin you wager in the lottery, your name goes in the lottery that many times, which enhances your chances, but there's no guarantees. And you earn these coins by, after going to an event, posting that testimonial, taking a picture of you there, so on and so forth. That's how you earn coins. Another way to earn coins is referrals. So Randy, you've got a bunch of buddies that are veterans. You send them your referral link. And for every person that you get to sign up that gets verified, you get 15 additional coins.
Oh, wow.
So it's a way to gamify the system, which again, that's what we want. And again, you know, one of the veterans that won tickets to the Super Bowl, he bid over 3,000 coins. He had over 3,000 coins.
Wow.
And he knew that there was no guarantee that he was going to get selected. So what happens is that if you get selected, we take your coins, you pay the delivery fee, you're off to the event. If you don't get selected, you get all your coins back.
Oh, wow. So you don't waste your coins. And what a great reward program this is. And Steve, so we're based in Kansas City, Missouri, the home of the Kansas City Chiefs. And I can tell from watching the Denver game the other day, Denver has plenty of tickets that they can donate. Plenty. Many.
Yes, you would think.
Yeah. I saw a lot of empty seats in that game.
And that's the thing is that From a business perspective, empty seats don't sell food, beverage, and merchandise. So
yeah, right, exactly.
Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
You would think
that stadium again. Hey, Denver, vettix.org. Come hit me up.
Well, Steve, man, what a great idea. What a great service you guys are doing. I just so appreciate what you're doing. And if you ever need me for anything, let me know, because I'd love to be involved with a group like this.
Absolutely. And hey, look, next time I'm in Kansas City, I'll hit you up. I used to, you know, go out there once a month. That was where my headquarters was.
Oh, man. Let me know. Buy some barbecue.
I like it.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Randy.
Be right back here on the National Defense.